This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, August 27th. God's word to you today is gift rest. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 11, verse 28, and it says, "Then Jesus said, 'Come to me, all of you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest.'" Helping another person find rest actually gives glory to God. There are people around you that need rest. Locate them and take practical steps to help them find rest. Single parenting, in my opinion, is one of the toughest jobs on earth. A practical way of helping a single mother find rest would be to take her children off her and giving her a voucher for the day at the spa. It is the gift of time to and for herself. Imagine you have a friend that just started a business and is going through tough times. You can help him or her find rest. Let's say the person is into transportation, but he is currently using a rented vehicle while saving up to get his own. And the pressure to make remittance daily or monthly, have something to save, and still care for himself is pushing him to work round the clock. One practical way to help him find rest is to find out what he earns in a day and gift it to him. Then make sure he parks his vehicle in your house for that day and goes to rest. Our work may be far from finished, but Christ's work is complete. Jesus completed his work on the cross of Calvary and declared, "It is finished." That is why he can say to us, "Come unto me, all ye who are labored and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Are you burdened carrying a load you ought not to be carrying? Jesus says, "Come and I will give you rest." Jesus is committed to helping you find rest. The story is told of an old woman that was walking a long distance, carrying a heavy load on her head. A young man driving a truck saw her and offered her a ride in the back of his truck. As they journeyed, the young man noticed that she was still carrying the heavy load on her head. So he stopped the truck, rushed to her, and pleaded with her to put down the load and have some rest. And she said, "Young man, you have been really kind to me. Thank you for giving me a ride, but I still have to carry my load." The question is, what load are you carrying that you ought to have laid down? Jesus is carrying you, so why are you still insisting on carrying the load? You can actually lay it down. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace not to misuse your name and the grace to find my work. And Tuesday, August 28th, God's word today is begins at home. Our scripture reading is taken from John 14, verse 15, and it says, "If you love me, obey my commandments." The deepest question every Christian will have to answer is, me or Jesus? Is it going to be my way, or is it going to be his ways? Is it going to be my idea, or is it going to be his ideas? The Ten Commandments is a blowout of the struggle between me or Jesus. God is going to change our lives in this season. So stay plugged in and hunger for this change. Also, remember to thank him even as you grow in choosing Jesus over self daily. The Ten Commandments can be summarized as love God and love people. In the first four commandments, God teaches us how to love him with our souls, with our hearts, and with our minds. And then he uses the remaining six commandments to teach us how to love people the same way we love ourselves. Over the next couple of weeks, we'll be looking at loving people in God's prescribed way. Exodus 20 verse 12 says, "Honor your father and mother, then you will live a long, full life in the land the Lord your God is giving you." Another translation says, "So it will be well with you, and you will be prosperous in the land the Lord your God has given you." It is easy for us to love our friends because we chose them. So when we no longer like our friends, we simply change them. We find new friends that have new ideologies and are going in the same direction we are going. So loving friends is pretty easy. But God does not give us the luxury of choosing our parents. However, God is saying, love for people begins with showing love to the people that raised us, our parents. Your love for people starts with loving your father and mother. I understand that this will stir up a lot of emotions in our hearts, some pleasant and some not so pleasant. This is because some of such relationships can be described as periods of shame and pain. So the default action is to sweep it under the carpet. But God's heart is for us to honor our parents in spite of what your relationship has been like and in spite of the periods of shame and pain. Honor your father and mother. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I ask for the grace to truly honor my father and mother, both biological and spiritual, according to God's heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our